Shad Bharat instructing King Raghuna. Text 40. That's text 40. As the previous and the next one, it's not really in verse form, it's in prose. So I can read it and you can repeat, but yeah, have to see how the split is made on the board. Yat apidich ipachajino javino yevai. Yat apidich ipachajino javino yevai. Vajasaya kim tu param ride. Sariram asyam eva mameyam iti kritta. Varanubandayam vishishyav chayam upasamrita. Yeah. Best we go straight in the word for word. Translation perfect. Yat api although dik I bhajanina wa victorious in all directions. Yachvina expert in performing great sacrifices. Ye all of whom by indeed Rajarisaya very great saintly kings came to but param only this earth mride in the bottle. Sariran lying down asyam on this earth eva indeed mama mine ijam this iti considering in that way krita on which is created. Vaira anubandayam, a relationship of enmity with others. Visritya, giving up svayam, his own life. Upasamrita, being killed. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. There were many great saintly kings who were very expert in performing sacrificial rituals and very competent in conquering other kingdoms. Yet despite their power, they could not attain the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is because those great kings could not even conquer the false consciousness of I am this body and this is my property. Thus they simply created enmity with rival kings, fought them and died without having discharged life's real mission. The real mission of life for the conditioned soul is to re-establish the forgotten relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage in devotional service that he may revive Krishna consciousness after giving up the body. One doesn't have to give up his occupation as a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sutra, or whatever, in any position while discharging his prescribed duty One can develop Krishna consciousness simply by associating with devotees who are representatives of Krishna and who can teach this science. Regretfully, the big politicians and leaders in the material world simply create enmity and are not interested in spiritual advancement. Material advancement may be very pleasing to an ordinary man, but ultimately is defeated because he identifies himself with the material body and considers everything related to it to be his property. This is ignorance. Actually, nothing belongs to him, not even the body. By one's karma, one gets a particle body, and if he does not utilize his body to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all these activities are frustrated. The real purpose of life is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ata pumbir tvihashasta varnashrama vibhagasa svanustitasya dharmasya sam siddhir haritoshanam. It really doesn't matter what activity a man engages in. If he can simply satisfy the Supreme Lord, his life is successful. There were many great saintly kings who were expert in performing sacrificial rituals, and very competent in conquering other kingdoms. Yet despite their power, they could not attain the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is because those great kings could not even conquer the false consciousness of I am this body and this is my property. Thus they seemingly created enmity with rival kings, fought with him, and died without having discharged life's real mission. Om Ajnanati Mandasya Chinanjana Shlakaya Shakshrim Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Mandaropistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandiyam Shri Guru Shri Yudha Padkamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Jagjatam Sargana Raghunatam Pitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Saganalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jyotpate Gopesha Gopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvri Vishabhana Sutta Devi Pranamaya Hari Priya Pankha Kalptrabhisha Kripasana Bhivisha Patinam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Padale Srimati Bhakti Chavisanti Namini Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Padale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Sarasvata Devi Kaurabhani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sunyavali Paskachari Tisatarini. So last week I was in Zurich and in Goloka Dham, but before I was traveling with Prahlad Nanda Maharaj for the 12th time, we traveled together to all the Balkan states. And it was funny because we came in one certain place and we were in the same room as last year, and Maharaj said to me, it's just like we left yesterday. Time is flying like anything. life is stuttering like a drop of water which falls on a leaf and then that it's going so quick. Time is running quick and it's up to us how we use that time. We see here King Ravana is being instructed by Jad Bharat, a self-realized soul, a bona fide representative of Krishna. And so King Ravana has been instructed twice by Jad Bharat. Jad Bharat had to explain the story two times because that was difficult for the king to understand it. That he's explaining Jad Bharat that the king's life was centered around his constructed false ego. And this construction of ego that it's going on since birth, this construction of ego that and it continues at birth. These days people take birth in the hospital mostly. Yeah, 1 day old. And all, the whole family comes to see you. And everyone is happy. Do-do. What a cute boy. That's the first lie you hear. They are telling you you're a boy. That the body. And it continues like that. Yeah. Modern society has a certain role pattern for you in mind and you need to follow that. It goes up to becoming a student in the school and then that whole student period is meant to prepare you to become useful in society. So that you can nicely provide the means for satisfying the body and the mind. That and yes, this bodily concept is encouraged and expanded in so many ways that King Ravana, he was thinking himself a great king. He was king of the state of Sovira. In India, if you have Delhi and you put an horizontal line under Delhi, all what's above this horizontal line in India, the Himalayas and Nepal and Jharkhand forest and so on, was all the kingdom of Sovira. Was quite an influential king, not a small one. That and of course, if you have such a great kingdom, you have conquered so many other kingdoms. You have to fight. But here the point is made. Yes, you are such a great king. But you are just losing your time. That's what Jad Bharat said. Because you are not able to conquer your false ego, to give up your false ego. It's so difficult. Because once you enter in this world of duality, you think yourself a king. And then you have your enemies. And you have to enter politics. The politics of enemies and friends. That's prettig tristapparaat, Maharaj calls that. The separatist mentality that and sometimes people are your friends and your enemies, that yes, that's like you have a good friend, but at a certain moment, because the relation is built of, is based on false ego, that on the body concept of life, false ego means one acts out for the benefit of the body. Most people in this world, they are interested in is, yeah, you give to me and I take from you. That's the policy. And if something is, if that's not possible, then there's a problem in the relationship, because it's based on the body. That so one thinks that's my friend because that's my is my well-wisher. He's wishing me well because he wants me to be wealthy, he wants me to make a good career and to be famous, and so this person is my well-wisher, we think. And that but who is our real friend? All these relationships in this world based on bodily conception. Even among devotees. Devotees, of course, are different. They help you to realize your real position as a spirit soul and one's relationship with Krishna. But still, they are also temporary here in this world, this relationship. They are our friends, but also temporary. Who is our real friend? Our real friend is Krishna. That unless we realize that, we take shelter of we take shelter of false shelters. That there was this Bandhu Manti. Bandhu Manti, he was living in a village near to Jaipur. And he was from a Kayasta family, like Srila Prabhupada also, but he did other things. That Bandhu Manti, he has his name Bandhu. Bandhu means friend. Bandhu Manti, because he took Krishna in his life as his only friend. But for his livelihood, he was helping others to cultivate their fields. That's like a Vaisham. But at that time, there was a period of drought. And since 1 week, it was not possible to work on the field. And so he had no income. And his family was starving. And his wife said to him, but do you have any friends in case of need, a friend who can loan you something, who can help you? Don't you have any friends? Everyone has friends. Of course, that Bandhu Manti was chanting constantly Hare Krishna and was reading the Bhagavatam. He said, yes, I have one good friend, but he lives quite some distance from here. So he lives in Jagannath Puri. And then he decided with his family, because it's his wife said to him, let us go to this friend. And so he had three children and his wife, and they left for Jagannath Puri. It took a few days to get there, and then when Bandhumanti arrived in Jagannath Puri, there were so many pilgrims, thousands of pilgrims. And he said to his wife, my friend is a little busy today. Better to visit him tomorrow, because it was already late that day. But his wife had no idea who this friend was. But then they arrived in Jagannath Puri, and in Jagannath Puri they have like 50, 60 offerings a day, offerings of they are cooking rice and so many preparations. And then when they cook the rice, the water of the rice, it's going to the gutter. And they were drinking that water. And then they were so exhausted from the travel, they put a cloth on before the temple. They put a cloth on the ground and were taking rest, he and his family. Then around midnight in Jagannath Puri, the big doors they closed, but there's a night door like that. And so at Shirada Gopnat Lalita Vishaka ki Jagannath Baldev Subhadra ki Shishi Gaunita ki. So at midnight the pujari comes in the door opening. And he starts to shout, Bandhumanti. Bandhumanti was thinking, maybe it's a mistake. There may be more with the same name. Maybe it's not me. But then, sometime later, the pujari again called, Bandhumanti from this particular village in Jaipur. When he heard that, then he was thinking, that's my village, that must be me. So he went to the pujari, and then the pujari gave him the golden plate of the offering, the last offering from Jagannath. And he said, this is from Jagannath. He said, this is for my friend, Bandhumanti. And Bandhumanti was very surprised, and he took the big plate. He could nearly keep it, carry it. And he brought it to his family. The pujari said, when you're finished, you bring the plate back. So with the plate he went to his family and wake up his family members, and prashad, they enjoyed the prashad, but was quite a big meal, big plate. These are from this really big plates that in gold. And then after the meal, then Bandhumanti was washing the plate, but then he felt so tired. He had so much eaten after, and he put a plate on the ground and put a cloth over the plate, and he just fell asleep on the plate. And then the next morning, the pujaris found out that a golden plate was missing. And they informed the king and the guards, And the king said, arrest all the pujaris. And then the police was searching for that golden plate. And then one of the policemen who was outside, he saw Bandhumanti sleeping on a cloth, and he saw beneath something like a plate. And then he found the plate, and of course Bandhumanti wake up, and the police officer asked, where did you give this plate, got this plate? Well, he tried to explain, the pujari gave me that at midnight, but the policeman did not believe him. He arrested him and put him in jail. What happened then? In the night, the Jagannath appeared in the dream of the king and the head pujari. And he chastised the king. What are you doing? I give this plate of prasad to my friend Bandhumanti, and now you are treating him in this way? That release him immediately and glorify him and offering the best you have. So after that, the king released, went personally to Bandhumanti, released him, and they offered him and his family a house behind, just behind the Jagannath Puri's temple, and instructed the pujaris to bring three times every day the big plate of Mahaprasad to Bandhumanti. There are so many stories in Jagannath Puri. But unless we come to understand that Krishna is our only friend and our best friend, then we remain in this concept of I and mine, like the king here, that I'm this body and this is my property. Because this consciousness, I'm this body and this is my property, is the cause of our entanglement, a deep entanglement. You create one karmic reaction after another. That a few days ago I read the story of was Manduka Muni. Manduka Muni, in his childhood, with a thorn, he had pierced the rectum of an ant. And therefore, when he came before Yamaraj said, now you will be punished with a lance. You will be pierced by a lance as a punishment. And then Manduka Muni was surprised. He said, I was just a child. I was innocent. Why such a severe punishment? You don't know how to discriminate. You are not a Brahmin. You are not worth to be a Brahmin. And he cursed Yamaraj to become a Sudra in his next life. And then Yamaraj became Vidura, and that. So we see this consciousness of I and mine has different effects. It means your misery is continue, identifying with the body. Because the more you are in this I in my consciousness, the more you will be influenced by lust. Lust. Avitam jnana metina jnanina nityavarina kamrupina kantya duspranana lenacha. This lust is enemy number one, Krishna says. But why is it the enemy number one? Because it covers our consciousness and makes this identification with the body stronger, stronger and stronger. So what is the way out of it? It's so strong. I was in was Sunday, yeah, the day before yesterday. I was in Eichem in West Flanders, and I gave a presentation on reincarnation. But it was a special audience. They were not devotees. They practically never heard of Hare Krishna or Vedic or Indian culture or the idea that I'm not this body even. I tried to explain them. And then Dinakrishna Prabhu's father was there, and his age is 91 years old. And he was listening very attentively the whole time. Before they had seen a film on children who remember previous lives. Afterwards, he told me, yes, if I have to become an other person again. So he has the concept that, I'm going to be taking birth again means to become another person. So it's so difficult to understand for one who is in this bodily concept of life. I become another person, but that's not really a person. That's something we create in the mind, this person. We think we are Belgian, we are Hindu Christian, or whatever, or I'm a doctor, or I'm this and that. And sometimes we see we enter ISKCON, and we start to engaging in that same thing, creation of ideas that I'm this or I'm that. I'm thinking I'm a brahmachari, but what is this? No, it's a role, it's a way of life that's conducive for spiritual life. But I'm not a brahmachari, I'm a spirit soul. So we should remain keeping up that distinction. I'm a cook. No, my service is cooking. I'm a servant of Krishna. Because we create, it becomes so subtle, but we continue with creating all these things. So that creation of false ego, it's so deep rooted that, but then what's the way to get out of it? That you need a higher taste. Now, in the fourth chapter, we had this verse. Yat pada pankacha palasi vilasa bhaktya karmasyam ghatamutyati antisanti tatvannarikta matayo yatero piruda shodaka nastamaranam bacha vasudevam. The devotees who are always engaged in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord can very easily overcome heart, not a desire for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult. The non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis also, although trying to stop the waves of sense gratification, cannot do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudev. This verse is very interesting. Because, of course, those in the bodily concept of life who are completely convinced that they are the body, there is no hope that they are just hovering on the mental plane that I'm the body. You think, I'm this body, you look at your body, I'm a man, and then you believe I'm a man, and you become attracted to a woman. That's how it works. It's just that. But even if you want to come out of it, then you have so many yoga systems. That karma yoga, jnana yoga, Astanga yoga. But all these kind of yogas, on exception of bhakti yoga, they have all still that aspect of false ego in it. It's still there. That false ego means you want results for the body and the mind. You see the jnanis, they want to become one with the Supreme. That's merge in the Supreme. Means they want to become God. That's the greatest material desire you can have. You have the yogis, they want mystic power. If you strive, even a little strive or desire to give benefit to this false constructed ego, you cannot get out of it. You will not become purified. That's the problem. Like, you have the demigods. Demigods are very advanced materially, and a higher consciousness are devotees of the Supreme Lord, but they have a slight desire to control still. But the highest demigod in this universe is Lord Brahma. And he's not like that. He's a pure devotee. He's the head of our Sampradaya, Lord Brahma. And when the demigods are in trouble, they approach Lord Brahma, and because they are in trouble. Many times they got bothered by the asuras, big demons, and they come to Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma goes with them to Svetadvip. In Svetadvip, you have a milk ocean. And far away from, they are at the beach of the Milky Ocean, far away on the Milky Ocean, there you have the Vishnu that lying on Ananta's sheaves. The Kshirdakashayi Vishnu is his legs are massaged by Lakshmi. But the demigods cannot see Vishnu. It's far away in the ocean. And cannot come in contact with them. But Lord Brahma can come in contact with them. Because he's in pure consciousness. This pure consciousness. Yeah. And by this pure consciousness, he comes in trance and absorbed in the Supreme Lord. And comes in contact with him. We are in the same position. If we come to that, we just have to come to that pure consciousness. And that's just the consciousness that everything belongs to Krishna in this world and is meant for his enjoyment. That's all we have to do. But because we are not accepting that, we are striving to become ourselves the enjoyer. That's plan making. That's the mode of passion. And so we are in this mode of plan making in the future. or we lament about the past. Because that plan making never, it never works out in this world. We have got many big plan makers like this king, so many. It's all for nothing. Krishna says, one who lives for the pleasure of the senses, he lives in vain. So, but by this plan making and this frustration, you have lamentation, plan making, the past, the future, ignorance, passion, it's all the same. It disturbs the mind. Bhogasvaya, Prasaktanam, Tayaparita, Shetasham, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. It disturbs the mind, and you cannot be in the present. You cannot feel Krishna. Because all these intoxications are there, coming from this lust. That Janmash Parya, Shuta, Shibir, Edamana, Madam Punam, Naivrati, Datum, Phi, Tvan, Akinshana, Gocharam. Lord Quinto explained. Queen Kunti explains that one who is attached to his good education, his good birth, his beauty, his knowledge, yeah, that's all on the material, that's all construction of false ego, thinking I have a good birth and so on, because this body and we love this body. So such a person, she says, he cannot pray feelingly to the Supreme Lord and feeling in his heart that Krishna is in our heart. Srila Prabhupada in a purport says just we have Krishna is in your heart. You place in your heart a diamond throne and put Krishna on this throne. You invite him on the throne, you wash his lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada said, that's not imagination. It's in your heart. But we cannot perceive him because of this created false ego. But what's the way out of it? Because it's so difficult, even for for ordinary person, just to understand that you are not his body. That in the West, it's so. Also, the religious education. That is that yes. You are the body and you have a soul. In India, if one is educated, you are the soul and you got a body. So that's quite a different conception, and it's difficult to get out of it, to understand one's real self. But the way out of it is education, hearing daily the Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna. There are two practices which are very important, and Srila Prabhupada calls these two paths. Because he introduced them at the same time, that Bhagavat Vidhi, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnam Smaranam. So, hearing about Krishna, speaking about Krishna, and remembering Krishna. The purpose is always remembering Krishna. Then we come out of this false ego thing. And that we can come to that state by chanting and hearing. And then remembrance will come. Chanting and hearing the Hare Krishna mantra. Chanting and hearing the Bhagavatam every day. Same thing. Bhagavat Vidhi. But we cannot do that every day. We cannot do that always. That's our problem. Because we chant Hare Krishna, we chant 16 rounds. Srila Prabhupada once said this feedback. That... And he had finished his rounds, and he had just finished his rounds, and he put his beat back on his desk, and Now I can do every damn thing I want. But he wanted to explain to us that you chant your 16 rounds, you try to chant and hear and remember Krishna, but you have to continue working the whole day in that consciousness. Not you, I finished my rounds and I'm going to give my eyes a vacation to all the object of the senses. You have to control your mind and senses always with Krishna consciousness, and it's the only method of Krishna consciousness. But we cannot always hear the Bhagavatam and chant or chant Hare Krishna, because we are full of passion. We need to do other things also. We are not like Haridas Thakur is chanting 23 hours and then half hour for taking bath and prasad and 30 minutes for taking rest and he starts his rounds again. That we are not on that platform. So we need activity. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has followed the system of Narada Muni and has introduced Pancharatri Kavidi, which is deity worship. Shravana Karnas Vishnu Smaranam Pata Sevanam Archinam Vannam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vednam. This last six, that's Pancharatri Kavidi. We have 9 angas of devotional service. And that's activity. I'm worshiping the deity. The deity is on the altar. I'm the pujari. I'm offering incense to the deity. But the deity is on the altar. Very good. But in the third canto, there we have Lord Kapila Dev instructing his mother devotee about deity worship, and he said, the pujari, while seeing Krishna on the altar, he transfers the deity into his heart, and while he's worshiping the deity of the altar, he feels the deity in his heart, and he sees the deity in everyone's heart, and by that he starts to see the deity in everyone's heart. That's how we come out of the illusion, that we come to understand Krishna is the doer of everything in this world. He is the actor. Lord Queen Kunti says that, yes, she says to Krishna, you are the hidden actor in this world. I know it. You are doing everything. So, unless we come to this realization, Krishna is the doer and everything belongs to him, and that we use in his service, that no way to make tangible spiritual advancement, because all instructions Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita are directed towards that. Yogastako karmani sangham tyaktva dananjana siddhasitya samabhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. And this equanimity in mind of being equal in failure and success is yoga. Because if you know, yes, everything belongs to Krishna, so failure or success, if I become rich, then yes, what's the point? It's not from me, it's from Krishna. It doesn't matter. If I become poor, I'm not his body. That I've nothing to do with riches or whatever in this world. So one becomes equally disposed to everything. And by that, one comes to the point of tolerating everything. And tolerating becomes easier if you make advancement in that consciousness. that everything belongs to Krishna and everything is made for his enjoyment. One makes advancement, and then tolerating becomes more easy. Sometimes long way to go, but at the same time, to go through all of it, we need a higher taste. You see, sometimes the devotee is 20 years in the movement, and it's like they are blocked. They cannot make spiritual advancement. Where does the higher taste come from to fix your mind on Krishna and come out of this false conception of life? Sutta Goswami explains that in the beginning of the Bhagavatam already, and in many other places. Shushusho shatadana sya vasdevgatarachi shanmati vyavipa punyatirtanishivadat. This verse explains how one becomes attracted to hearing about Krishna. Attraction. And Sutta Goswami gives two elements. And they must be there both. Both elements should be there. He says, shushusho, you should hear about Krishna. Shushusho, shadadanasya. Shadadanasya is sometimes translated as with faith, but Srila Prabhupada translated it in that particular point as with care and attention. Care and attention. Very attentively. That when Srila Prabhupada went to see his spiritual master in Koshi while on Parikram, he was not yet initiated. His name was Abai. And then when he was sitting in the lecture, one of the disciples of Maharaj went to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj, who gave the lecture, and he said, Abai has come. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj said, yes, I remarked him because he's hearing very attentively. And Srila Prabhupada said in a lecture also that I was trying to hear from my spiritual master. He was speaking very high philosophy. Sometimes I could not understand him, but I tried to continue hearing with attention. I tried that. That's the first aspect. But then the second aspect. Susru Shushadadanasya Vastiv Katarichi. Syanmat Sevaya Vipra. One must please the Mahatma by Seva. Pleasing the Mahatma means the representative of Krishna. Means pleasing Srila Prabhupada and his mission. Means engaging in his mission. That pleases Srila Prabhupada. Once the devotees were with Srila Prabhupada, and one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And the devotees were thinking Srila Prabhupada will say book distribution or this or that. Srila Prabhupada said, what pleases me the most is that you become Krishna conscious. So, that, but this consciousness will develop if we get taste. And this taste comes from engaging in pleasing the spiritual master and engaging in his mission. So, devotees, many times after a long time, they lose taste. But they stop engaging in Srila Prabhupada's mission. So to make spiritual advancement, we have to try to give Krishna consciousness to others. It's a spiritual law. If you give Krishna consciousness to others, then you will get realization. What you give to others, try to give to others, you give the realization. On the material platform, you give something to someone else, you lose it. But here you get it. That's a spiritual law. That combination is very important. Pleasing the spiritual master. How do we please the spiritual master? By always remembering his instructions. Our relationship with the spiritual master is this relationship of following the instructions. That when Srila Prabhupada, the first time he came to Mayapur together with his American disciples, then the taxi, he asked the driver to drive directly to our Mayapur ground, where we were building, constructing at that time. And then his godbrothers criticized Srila Prabhupada. He said, he even does not stop at the samadhi of his spiritual master. And when Srila Prabhupada came to hear that, he said, do they think that even for a moment I'm separated from the instructions of the spiritual master, of my spiritual master? My spiritual master is always with me. It means to be Krishna conscious, means always remembering the instructions of the spiritual master. Because we are still in a conditioned state, we are not on a liberated platform. Krishna is not guiding us 100% from within. But if we feel the guidance from Krishna within, what does he say? Will he say something different than in Bhagavad Gita? Krishna speaks also in Bhagavad Gita. And what is a spiritual master? He represents what Krishna says. So remembering the instructions of the spiritual master, or of the representative of Krishna, it's the same. So advanced devotees, they learn the instructions of the spiritual master and keep that every moment in their heart. I'm going to take prasad. My spiritual master has ordered me to wash my hands before. He remembers at every action what to do. And that's, and that brings you out of this bodily concept of life. This always following instructions of the spiritual master. Much more to say, but any questions? Convinced? Okay. Thank you very much. Chantra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.